Good morning. I always like to do that. Hi, Mike. Thank you for leading that song because it ties in very well with my lesson today. Rescue the perishing, care for the dying, snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. Weep o'er the erring one, lift up the fallen. Tell them of Jesus, the mighty to save. Though they are slighting him, still he is waiting, waiting the wandering child gone astray. Plead with him earnestly, plead with him gently. He will forgive if they trust and obey. Down in the human heart, crushed by the tempter, feelings lie buried that grace can restore. Touched by the loving heart, wakened by kindness, chords that were broken will vibrate once more. Rescue the perishing, duty demands it. Strength for the labor, the Lord will provide. Back to the narrow way, patiently win them. Tell the poor wanderer, Savior has died. I recently heard a story of a man who was a milkman, and he entered a Mennonite one-room schoolhouse with weaponry demanding the adults and the male students there to leave the building, leaving only the girls in the building. Well, a standoff ensued with the police, and I don't want to get into the details because they're not very pleasant at all, but the man ended up killing 5 of the 11 young girls that were Amish children. And upon him firing the gun, the police barged in, and he ended his life as well at that moment. We know the Mennonite or the Amish people have their own culture, and they are very religious kind of people. But you don't think of them as being an evil kind of people. After losing these girls and going through such horrific turmoil, 6 hours later, these Mennonite Amish people went to comfort this man's wife because they knew that she had lost someone and had no idea this was going to happen. Talk about forgiveness. The person who you would try to blame, and therefore presumably his closest friend, his wife, you go and comfort her because she has lost a loved one as well. Would we be like that if we went through a mass slaughtering like that? This story shows you love and forgiveness, but also eternities were determined at this time. Those girls that were killed, their eternity is locked in stone. This man who killed himself, we pretty much have an understanding of where he's going to be going. His eternity has been determined. It cannot be changed. I am not here today to promote cologne. So I don't care how much cologne you go out because you're like, oh, this may help me with my eternity. Well, no, it won't. But it's also not going to help me either because I don't have a contract with eternity. So, I am here to talk about eternity today. Everyone knows the trouble that my mother has been through. Everybody knows the trouble that Tom has been through. Everybody knows now of the trouble my brother just went through yesterday when I just saw him in the morning, and how quickly your life can change. We had no clue whether or not my mom would make it back out of the hospital. I had no idea if I would be able to see her like any form that I ever recognized, because when she was in the hospital, she was not herself. We have lost many from our flock that were called home. A very close loved one recently was told to head straight to the doctor's office for fear that their blood pressure was sky high and they could be potentially facing a stroke or heart attack. Likewise, I have been running a very high heart rate as well, but I have not went to the doctor to be checked out. Whether or not you have your blood pressure under control, whether or not you suffer from an illness, our life will end at one point or another. How often do you think of consequences? As parents, we think of consequences quite a lot. Unless you have the perfect child, I'm not going to say whether or not I can say now they're not perfect, because they're pointing at me right now. There's consequences because you love them. Love is such an overwhelming feeling for your children. Even when you want to pull your hair out, you still love them. As you can see, I have pulled out a lot of my hair. Well, I've not really pulled it out. It just chose to come out. The world seems to be trying to get further away from consequences, doesn't it? We don't like consequences. A coach I just recently heard tried disciplining his team after they trashed the locker room, and apparently this is a new trend going through TikTok or whatnot, one of the social apps where teenagers go and trash a restroom. Well, the coach tried to get after them and punish them, and then a parent came forward upset with the discipline from the school, and so the coach was told that he needed to back off. How sad is that? That we're not willing to enforce consequences. Eternity is defined as an infinite time, duration without beginning and without end. Eternal existence, especially as contrasted with mortal life. Man has always been fascinated with what happens after death. A lot of people think of reincarnation. There have been numerous movies made that relate to eternity, or, oh, this person's got an immortal body. I even remember back watching Star Trek. Q was supposed to be immortal. Fascination with the continuance of life. Well, I'm here to say I don't want to keep living through what I fear is coming our way, to see such evil prevail and to have to go through it. It reminds us that this is not our home forever. We know that man tries to place a time when God started, because that's how we think. Everything has to have a start and everything has to have an end. We know that it is not possible for this to be, as our mind, our little puny mind on earth, no matter the most intellectual person that we have, cannot merely comprehend the existence of eternity and that God has always been, or who created God. We will have this eternity as well. We will have the option of making it to heaven, or even though people don't like the thought of this and people say, oh, well, how can a loving God throw people in such a place as hell for eternity? I want to present to you the tallest building in the whole entire world. It's called, I believe, Burj Khalifa. It's the world's tallest building. And it's in Dubai. It stands 2,717 feet high. And it was completed back in 2010. If I was to have this whole entire building filled completely full of sand, and then instruct you that you need to remove one grain of sand each time by going up an elevator or whatnot and take it outside of the building until this whole entire building that's full of sand is emptied, guess what? That still wouldn't compare to eternity. You could likewise find another example like the Grand Canyon or whatever you want. That still does not even match up to eternity. Eternity is forever. Don't lose sight of your goal. Don't miss your goal because you weren't loving others as Christ has commanded you to. Many people are difficult to love, aren't they? I'm sure each and every one of us knows somebody out here, maybe even. We find it a little challenging to love. Don't miss your goal because you forget to pray. Because you are not going to God in prayer and asking for forgiveness. You're not humbling yourself before God through prayer. Do you really want to miss your goal? Do you really want to have regret haunt you for eternity? Don't miss your goal because you placed your needs ahead of serving God. Don't miss your goal because you didn't keep yourself with a humble attitude, but instead you became proud of yourself. This is the key, especially for the young kids out here. Don't miss your goal because you thought you had more time to live, and so you chose to enjoy your life a little before getting serious about serving God. How many of you out there have had this thought cross your mind? I have. I thought, you know what? I'm 20 years old, which I'm not, but back when I was 20 years old, I had that thought. Why should I have to worry right now? I'm young. Guess what? Even though you're young, your life can still be taken. We have numerous stories about young people having that eternity determined before they were ready for it. Don't let the devil deceive you like that. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom. Let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not the rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who practices steadfast love, justice and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, declares the Lord. Guess what? How many of you who know who Oprah is? Oprah Winfrey. Every single one of you, I'm sure, has heard that name. How about Jeff Bezos? How many of us can honestly say Jeff Bezos has made our life easier by having Amazon to where you can just go on your phone or your computer, click on something that you want, and have it delivered? How much more convenient can you have? How about Bill Gates, man who founded Microsoft? Or Elon Musk? The man who is the inventor, who is creating spacecraft even. Guess what? They will answer for their life as well. They cannot buy their way into heaven. And guess what? They cannot buy another second in their life. When God calls them home, their life is done. Does not matter your wealth. Does not matter your wisdom. It matters how you serve your life for God. Pride allows those to be overconfident in their lives. Don't let pride snatch you away from heaven. What is your goal? And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, its radiance like the most rare jewel, like a jasper clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and on the gates the names of the 12 tribes of the son of Israel were inscribed. On the east 3 gates, and on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. In the wall of the city and the 12 foundations, and on them were the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And the one who spoke with me had a measuring rod of gold to measure the city and its gates and walls. The city lies four square in length, the same as its width, and he measured the city with his rod 12,000 stadia. Its lengths and widths and heights are equal. He also measured its walls 144 cubits by human measurement, which is also an angel's measurement. The wall was built of jasper, while the city was pure gold like clear glass. 12,000 stadia is about 1,380 miles, so you know. Foundation of the wall of the city were adorned with every kind of jewel. The first was jasper, the second sapphire, the third agate, the fourth emerald, the fifth onyx, the sixth carnelian, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth topaz, the tenth chrysoprase, the 11th jacinth, the 12th amethyst. And the 12th gates were 12 pearls, each of the gates made of single pearl. And the streets of the city were pure gold like transparent glass. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty and Lamb. And the city has no need for sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light. And its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it, and its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. There will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it. Nothing unclean will ever enter it. Nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. How many of you want this to be where you spend your eternity? Not all of you have beautiful singing voices. You know that? I'm one of them. Guess what? That does not matter to God. We will be up there praising Him, singing to Him. We will not have sorrow. We'll not worry about things. We all have worries on this life, in this earth. We won't have that when we get there. Let's keep that at the forefront of our thoughts. That is our ultimate goal as a Christian, right? That's the beautiful part of the talk. The master of the servants will come on the day when he does not expect him, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. How many of you want to go here? Raise your hand. Anybody? It's easy to get there. Just keep doing what you're doing. Some of you may be doing the right thing. But is there a little bit of a question in your mind whether or not you're really, truly serving God? But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. Time has no relevancy with God. Do you want to spend your eternity regretting your decisions as you are on fire, but this fire does not consume you, so you're constantly burning? You're weeping and gnashing of teeth. You're in constant pain beyond belief. This does not sound like a very good vacation to me. So many don't wish to think that there is a hell. How could a loving God send anyone there? They haven't read the Bible to know what God has shown that he will do. Just because people say that there's no hell does not mean that it's true. Because God tells us there is. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire in the earth, and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives. Do you know when somebody's going to come into your house and break in? Does that thief call you up or text you and say, "Hey, I'm stopping by your house tonight. I don't care whether or not you're there, but I hope you're not. I'm going to take everything you have. And I'm really going to make you feel insecure." You know what? I still remember to this day, when I was a child, we lived in the underground house, which really wasn't underground. But we came home and our house had been burglarized. I had this aching feeling inside. I could still remember. What if the person's still here? They went through the whole house. They could be hiding. A thief in the night surprises you, don't they? Don't let your life end with a surprise and you regret it for eternity. As you look forward to the day of God and speed is coming, that day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire and the elements will melt in heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. That new house or that new car that you just bought, gone. Everything you have on this earth, gone. Destroyed. We know we can't take it with us. Don't let this earth and the desires of this earth consume you to where you don't pay attention to your spiritual walk. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Bear in mind that our Lord's patience means salvation. Just as our dear brother Paul also wrote you with the wisdom that God gave him. Those of you who were able to go to the camp out this weekend at the Hermans, how many of you stopped and thanked how blessed we were to be able to fellowship with others? To be out in nature, to be out in God's beautiful nature. It's just like when you go to Eminence without the drive and without all the headache of bringing more stuff, right? Isn't it nice to be with friends of like mind who share the same goal as you do, who are there to try to keep you on the straight and narrow? At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. And we also have in Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, verse 15, that also speaks of you not having anything that you brought into this world and not taking anything with you. And in Hades, being in torment, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he called out, "Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus to dip the end of his finger into water and cool my tongue, for I am in anguish in this flame." But Abraham said, "Child, remember that you in your lifetime received your good things and Lazarus in like manner bad things. But now he is comforted here and you are in anguish." How many of you like to be thirsty? You just like a little drop of water on your tongue. I've not had it like this. But we all will if we don't get ourselves right with God. How many times do we wish for a sign? We wish that in our prayer that we could have a clear sign from God. Perhaps we're even looking to get affirmation that God is real. Ye of little faith. They will suffer the punishment of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his might. I have sinned. All of us have sinned. We're all worthy of death. We all know that. And in closing, I want to encourage you, shake off what is holding you from your goal. Get rid of what will consume you in an all-consuming fire. You got a grudge against someone? Do you want that to keep you from heaven? Do you want to forever be sorrowful and regret that you did not forgive someone? We're all here. We don't know how long we're going to be here. Case in point, my brother, he could have died yesterday if he was in a different situation. We all could die. Stop living a lie, thinking that you're serving God when you really aren't. Get yourself right with God. Do you study the scriptures every day? Shamefully, I would answer that no. I need to get myself right with God. I need to be an example for my family. We all have work to do. We all have the uncertainty of time, but we all have the certainty of eternal death or eternal life. Which one will you choose? If you want to follow Christ and you have not been baptized, it is at this time that we would ask that you come forward as we stand and sing the closing song.